Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today's ungeeky beer is Harpoon's Winter Warmer.
Winter Warmer, yep.
Yeah, currently for us, it is -1 outside.
Yeah, -1 degree.
Yeah, about that. So we're going to need some warming, Harpoon is doing that just for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today's episode, we, a little while ago now, got the news that Oregon Trail came online for free.
It is like the classic Oregon Trail, the game you remember playing when you were growing up, if you had any kind of a childhood.
In the 90s.
Worth talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the actual game. There's an emulator of it out there on archive.org, which we'll put a link in the show notes if you want to check it out. We thought it would be fun. Tim had a great idea, which was it'd be fun to play the game and just reminisce while we're playing the game.
Yep, absolutely. Almost like a commentary on Oregon Trail as we go. We'll keep you abreast of our situation as we're going.
Mm-hmm. All the lovely diseases we contract.
Of them. And all so, but let's load our wagon. It'll be the two of us. But then we gotta load it with two other people. I was thinking our son's Beer and Geek, but I wasn't and so Beer might contract dysentery, we're not sure. Or maybe Geek would know. Geek's gonna drown. I just know it. Geek's can't. There's no swimming for Geek.
Let's jump right in and find out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right.
So we're gonna start the game.
Yeah.
All right. So it's super cool that they did this. That this is even online and there for us to play. There's that boot up screen. Oregon Trail, MECC.
You know, we were trying to think not too long ago. What company made that?
Yeah, that's right.
You remember?
That's right. Yeah, we talked about it a while back.
We just could not come up with it. Okay, so we want one.
We want the travel trail.
Yeah. Yep. And do we want to be a banker from Boston, a carpenter from Ohio, a farmer from Illinois, or we could find out the differences? Do you want to be a banker from Boston since we've talked about us living in the Boston area?
I guess so. I don't know. Or is it more strategic to be closer to Oregon already and go with Illinois?
It's way more strategic to be closer.
That's
way. Now, see, if we started as a banker, we have the most money.
Right.
But we're also further away.
Right.
And so Ohio and Illinois were much closer, but we're also going to have a
carpenter
lot less
or
money.
Farmer.
Yeah. So. But I think, do we also get food or wagon parts for free?
If we do find out the difference, will it tell us that, you think?
Mm.
Let's do that.
Probably.
Let's do that.
Traveling to Oregon isn't easy! But if you're a banker, you'll have more money for supplies and services than a farmer or carpenter. However, the harder you have to try, the more points you deserve. Therefore, the farmer earns the greatest number of points and the banker earns the least.
Hmm.
Maybe that's why I lost as the banker when I played by myself.
Let's be the carpenter from Ohio and kind of split it down the middle.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Name of the wagon leader is Tim.
Yeah, it is.
I will be your wife, Frank. And then our son's Beer.
Are you sure we're not from Boston?
Beer and Geek.
Oh, we have a fifth.
Sam for Sam Adams.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, cool.
This is a sausage fest wagon.
That's right.
Lots of sausage. Okay.
Okay.
Are these names correct?
Yes.
Y-E-S. It is 1848. Your jumping off place for Oregon is Independence, Missouri. You must decide which month to leave Independence. Oh, no, that's bull. We don't start from any of those places. I remember you always start from Independence.
Right. It's, you're right.
We just screwed ourselves. From.
All right.
All right, yeah, that's okay.
We did.
It's fine.
Well, but again, we still split the difference because like we made less money than a banker, but we will earn more points than the banker.
We're basically on medium difficulty right now.
Essentially, yeah.
So do we want to leave in March, April, May, June, or July? Now, March, there's still snowstorms. April, there's less. May, June, and July, like, we're obviously moving into, like, heat and droughts and stuff like that. But it's not so bad. Do you want to risk it and start in March? Because we are going to get hit with blizzards. Could make it more fun that way.
April, I feel like, might be a little easier, though, because you're out of the snowstorm period.
Yeah,
that's right. You're closer to the summer disease and drought period, yeah, but
that's true.
But you have some buffer where you don't have the weather from March.
Yeah, okay. April's good.
Into April?
All right. Yeah. That's also the month Titanic sank, so, you know, that's ominous. Oh,
good.
And
so
stuff.
It's not cursed at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Before leaving Independence, you should buy equipment and supplies. You have $800. That was a lot of money in 1848, but you don't have to spend
it on
that.
A lot of money now.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I mean, for me.
I mean, for me, I'd take $800 if someone offered it to me just for no reason.
Yeah, like I'm a dozenaire, so,
All right, you can buy whatever you need at Matt's General Store. Thanks, Matt. All right, hello, I'm Matt. You're going to Oregon. Gonna fix up what you need. Clothing for both summer and winter, or a team of oxen to pull your wagon?
Well, I think we
want both of those, yeah.
Yeah.
Plenty of food for the trip, ammunition, spare parts.
Geek is pulling it himself. Get out there and work.
All right. This is the boring part of Oregon Trail. This is where you have to like set it all up. It's like, I just want to get on the trail.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Okay. Well, oxen usually tend to drown.
Those buggers can't swim.
No. Okay. So we have $800. Let's buy oxen. Let's just go down the list. Number one.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to buy oxen. Two oxen and a yoke, at least three yoke. I charge $40 a yoke. Let's get, you think three or four yoke?
Three.
Okay.
Let's do three.
Three yoke. All right. It's $120. Food. We're definitely going to want some of that.
Yeah. We can hunt, though. So,
true.
Because it's April.
True.
We shoot one bison and we're good for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also going to go bad because it's meat.
Truth.
So.
And there ain't no freezers.
No. Okay. But we can stop. But there are forts. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Flour, sugar, bacon, coffee.
We recommend you take at least 200 pounds of food for each person. And we have five people.
So it's 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds.
Woohoo. All right. 20 cents a pound. Oh, well, that's.
Okay. That's not bad.
That's not too bad.
Okay.
All right, so $200. All right, clothing.
Two sets of clothes per person, each is $10. Screw that, we're wearing the same clothes. We're gonna wash them in the river.
But does that like make us more susceptible to like dysentery and stuff?
I don't know. Probably does. I guess.
I don't know.
Dysentery from being dirty, so
yeah, that
makes sense.
Yeah.
So get one set.
Per person.
Okay,
so that's five sets.
Because if we lose them all,
yeah,
then
true.
Yeah,
someone's gonna die on this trip anyway. So
right, yeah.
Okay, ammo.
An extra set.
Yeah.
Each box contains 20 bullets. They cost $2. Do you want to get three?
Didn't recommend how many. That's interesting. They didn't recommend how many.
100 boxes.
Yeah.
Three boxes.
Let's say four.
Okay.
Let's say four. And then spare parts. Good idea if you spare parts your wagon. This always happens.
Yeah.
Something always breaks.
Let's do one for now because we gotta make it across
an extra
two
wheel.
Before
you want to do one of each?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Extra wheel, extra axle, and extra tongue.
Because I mean if we lose stuff in the river, we're all, like it's always all gone. So let's do that.
Yep. Okay. So one of each part.
Sweet, that's half our money.
Yeah, literally half our money. It's $408 out of our $800. Awesome. Okay. All right, well, spacebar to leave the store. All right, cool. All right,
we're starting the journey.
Finally. All right.
Painting a picture. There's a town. It's a dirt road. There's one brick building amongst all the other brown towns. That's probably the schoolhouse.
Independence, April 1st, 1848.
All right.
All right, so we're going to get ready and get on the road here.
There's that one guy wearing a different color shirt than everybody else. See the town crier?
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. So,
weather's cool, health is good, pace is steady, rations are filling.
Okay, so we can continue on the trail, check our supplies, look at the map, change pace, change food rations, stop to rest, attempt to trade, talk to people, or buy supplies.
Let's buy supplies. No.
I'm going to say we start on the trail.
Yeah. Right. I want to go.
I forgot this, like typing in the number of what you wanted to do.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. I love those text games, though.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Like, enter the forest. Turn like
exactly, oh, yeah.
I love it.
All right, so it's from Independence, it is 102 miles to the Kansas River crossing. Date is still April 1st, 1848. Weather is cool, health is good. We got 1,000 pounds of food. Next landmark's 102 miles, and we have traveled 0 miles, except now we're gonna start. And we're off
on the trail. We blaze
on the road again. Just can't wait to get on road again. Kansas River crossing. Would you like to look around?
Yeah.
All right. So let's look around. Let's assess the situation. Oh, it looks so pretty. Oh, there's a cat here.
Oh. Bye, cat. Okay.
All right.
As a cat in real life, not in the game.
Not in the game.
So
we're at the Kansas River crossing. We're still all good in terms of pace and weather and health and rations.
Yeah, let's
rations.
Just keep going with what we got.
I say let's just keep it up. Keep up the pace. Must cross the river in order to continue at this point. River is 600 feet across and 5.5 deep, feet deep in the middle. All right.
Cock the wagon.
Let's do it.
No, like, we cannot cock the wagon.
We're not cocking the wagon, but we can.
Okay, we can attempt to ford the river, cock the wagon, take a ferry across, wait to see if conditions improve, which they're...
Like,
they never improve. And there's nothing really to improve. What is like a drought going to come and like drain the river? We could take a ferry across.
This is funny. I remember less of this game than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember ferry being an option, to be honest.
I actually don't either. I think that's because everyone always wants to float and cock the wagon.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, $5 and we have to wait 6 days.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think we can wait 6 days.
Yeah.
Let's... All right, so 6 days are going by, and
it's April 12th.
Here comes the ferry, and that ferry. I do remember bad things happening here, but we're taking the ferry, so it's better than cocking the wagon.
The ferry got your party and wagon safely crossed.
All right,
thank you, ferry.
Thank you, ferry.
That was very kind of you.
All right, we got 82 more miles to the next landmark, and we are off again.
Health is still good.
Weather's still good. Warm.
We passed the day the Titanic sank, so we're okay.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Was it April 12th? April 11th?
15th.
15th.
It's my uncle's birthday, actually.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Good luck day.
He has not sunk in a boat yet.
Oh, though, good so, for him. I'm happy for him.
Me too. Yeah. But he lives in the mountains, so, you know, it's not a lot of
where there's no
sinking
zombies.
In the mountains. Yeah.
Up in the mountains where there's no zombies and...
That's right.
But plenty of Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're at the Big Blue River crossing. Would you like to look around? Uh-huh. Oh, pretty. Big Blue River crossing. All right. I say we continue on the trail again here.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, cool. All right, this is 244 feet across and four foot deep in the middle.
We could ford that.
Yeah. I'm thinking ford, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're fording. I hope these...
Oh, no.
Too deep.
River is too deep. We lost a wagon wheel, an axe wheel, and an ox. And Frank drowned. In 4 foot water?
Water? I'm a wuss.
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
My dear departed husband. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Can't believe you drowned in 4 feet of water.
You know, I thought 4 feet was... I mean, 5.5 feet, I was like, all right, the oxen probably can't take that.
Yeah, but
4 feet?
How did oxen not take 4 feet deep water?
Come on. These are hardy animals.
Yeah. This game is rigged.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. 118 feet miles to the next landmark here. One of the oxen is injured.
So now we have one dead oxen and one injured.
We probably had to shoot that one.
Yeah. We should probably slow the pace. Otherwise, it's going to die.
Yeah. At the next place, we should stop. Maybe do some trading.
Yes. We are now for Kearney.
Look around.
Yeah, we would like to look around.
All right, look at that.
Look at another three brick buildings. They're a little more sophisticated than Independence.
That's right. They are, yeah. All right, so...
Weather's cold and it's April 24th. That is,
That is
global warming happening all the way back in 1848.
Yep, that's clearly. True. Climate change is just—it's just
not so
ruthless.
It's not so.
It's not so.
All right.
So let's. Yeah. What do you think? Should we? Stop to rest. Attempt to trade.
Well, our health is still good, so that's okay. But we should. It wouldn't hurt to get another ox.
So do you want to buy supplies then?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's buy supplies. All right. Oxen. Let's see. We got one injured and one dead.
We also lost a wagon wheel and an axle.
Correct. So we should replace those.
Yeah.
And okay.
I think if we rest, maybe the injured one will get better.
I'm thinking that too.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So let's get, we think one ox.
One ox.
And then wheel and axle.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. One ox.
Can we buy a Frank?
I don't think we can. I'm irreplaceable, Tim.
Oh.
One wheel.
That's not what your mom told me.
Oh, hey now.
Hey.
And one axle. And let's leave the store.
Yeah.
All right. And yeah, let's rest.
3 days?
Yeah, I think 3 days. 3 days sounds
good
to me.
How many days Jesus needed, so.
It's good enough for me.
That's enough for our ox.
All right. It's been 3 days. It's April 27th. What do you say? Continue?
Weather's warm. It's good. Yeah, let's go.
We still got good
we have good health rations.
Good
still.
Rations.
Yeah,
so.
We're good. Okay.
All right, let's do it. All right, so Chimney Rock. I remember Chimney Rock. 250 miles, though. That's pretty
far. We've already traveled 304 miles. This is really good. I know.
But 250 is going to be our longest stretch.
Yeah.
And something always, I remember something bad always happened on the way to Chimney Rock. But we did just rest and supply up. So maybe, knock on wood.
Yeah. Is this maybe. Real wood that we're hitting? I don't know. It's IKEA wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever
Sam
magic.
Has a snake bite. Suck Sam out the Adams. Poison. Suck Sam. Out the poison.
Sam Adams, I expected more from you.
Yeah, it's a man's man.
Lose trail, lose 5 days. Oh, man, we lost the trail.
Okay.
All right. I see and it.
The terrain has changed.
It has changed. Beer has a snake bite. Come on, guys.
Guys, what are you doing? Like,
what's going on here? All right, we are at Chimney Rock. Would you like to look around? Yeah, let's look around. Ooh, look at that Chimney
Rock. Look at that Chimney Rock.
I wonder if that...
May 16th, 1848.
They don't say what state this is supposed to be, but I've been to Chimney... Like, there's a Chimney Rock in North Carolina I've been to. I'm sure there's many Chimney Rocks,
but... Opposite direction of where we need to go.
That's why I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Maybe we should look at the map and see.
Oh, what a good idea.
Look at that. All right. So we're...
like how the whole game is in color and you look at the map and it's black and white.
I know.
Like, forts, landmarks. I don't see where we... Oh, it doesn't have
we're
a UR here. Okay.
We're Chimney Rock.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We still have a freaking long way to go.
Where are we? Somewhere in Nevada? No, not even Nevada.
No.
No, we're still somewhere in the Midwest, but more west than mid. All right,
it almost looks like the tip of Kansas.
I mean, we could probably Google this right now, but in the interest of good radio,
yeah,
we're just going to keep playing this video game that you can only see and not hear.
Yes, right.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Okay, good. Yeah.
how are you feeling? Do you want to continue on the trail?
Oh, yeah,
you
let's keep going. Maybe we should. No, let's keep going.
No, we can. Yeah.
Maybe we should buy food because we're at 408 pounds. And I don't know the next time we're going to stop, but we could also stop and hunt anytime we wanted.
True. We're at how much?
408 pounds.
We have four people. It's still 100 pounds per person.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I think let's wait one more. Let's wait one more before we get food.
Okay.
I just want to see. It's only 86 miles to the next.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right on.
Next stop. Seafood.
Although, I mean, we couldn't stop and get food at Chimney Rock anyway. It's not a fort. Like, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You pass a grave site.
Yeah, I want to look at it.
Yeah, we always want to look at it. Here lies old poop face.
Here lies Voland. Hey, hey, hey. Come out and play. Nice.
Yeah, man. All right.
Nice.
Voland knew how to live.
Yeah.
Fort Laramie.
Oh, we're in Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Fort Laramie.
Fort Laramie looks a lot like a castle.
Yeah, it is fortified like a castle.
All right, let's get a little bit of food.
Let's get some food, yeah. Best plans. All right, some food. So, how many pounds do we think? So we're at like, what, like 400 now?
Yeah.
He said 200 pounds a person for when we left. So that we now have like 100 pounds a person. What if we got another 50 pounds a person?
Sure.
So that would be 200 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. We start with 1,000, so this is not that bad. All right.
We have $277 left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. We're not buying anything
else. I agree. Yeah, let's get out of here. Get out of the store.
Because we're not even halfway through, and we already have $277.
I know. We're going to start hunting. So we should hunt like the next time we need
food. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
What happens if you talk to people? Like, is there any value to that?
I don't know. Let's find out.
All right, cool. Yeah. A Sioux brave tells you, the Pawnee are the mortal enemies of the Sioux. I would not hesitate to kill any Pawnee I met, but I have never killed a white man. All I ask from the white man is to leave me alone and to leave my buffalo alone. We did neither of those things. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're speaking for America generally here. Yeah. Frank and I have left the buffalo alone.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
The white man, however.
Unless you count going to the zoo.
Oh, yeah. That's true. All right. Independence Rock is our next landmark, and it's in 190 miles, and we are off to see the wizard. All right, we're found wild fruit.
Let's eat all of it.
Can we not? It's like the next thing. It's like Tim died from eating wild fruit.
Like, no. How did the game know?
It was too wild. Very little water. You are now in Independence Rock. Would you like to look around? Always look around. It's so pretty. All right. So we need water, but there's no... You can't buy water.
No, you can't buy water. Well, now we can, but back then you couldn't. Yeah.
So, is there any... do we need to trade? We still have like almost 500 pounds of food.
Do we need to trade for anything? I don't think we need to trade for. I think we can keep going. Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, 102 miles to South Pass.
Health is fair. We probably should. Oh, now it's good again. Okay, we're fine.
Okay, yeah.
I was going to say maybe we should have rested, but very little water.
Bad water. Oh, someone's going to die.
Yep, someone's getting dysentery.
Very little water. Oh, boy.
Inadequate grass.
Oh,
for very little water.
You're now at South Pass. Like to look around. Uh-huh. Look at all those people in their
carts. At that guy talking to that Indian.
No.
Yay.
All right, I do think we should stop to rest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to stop and rest. 3 days?
3 days is fine.
3 days. 3 days rest. Health is still only fair after 3 days rest.
Do you want to rest a little bit more?
Yeah, maybe we should.
June 19th, yeah.
Okay, what do you think? One more day?
Yeah.
One day more!
Another day, another destiny! This never-ending road to Oregon!
Okay, still fair. Still only fair, and it's been 4 days rest.
Screw us. This will keep going.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue the trail. Trail divides here. You may. Oh, here we go. Head for Green River Crossing or head for Fort Bridger? I'm going to see the map. Let's see the map. Okay. So Fort Bridger is, it's south. So it this is why it's split. So you can either go further south and then go back up, or where was the river crossing? Actually, I don't see the river crossing, that it just meant Green River Crossing. But I assume that's going straight across here to Soda Springs. So, because there's a river in between.
Yeah.
So,
the river always screws us over.
The river always screws us over, but Fort Bridger would take us a little further out of the way.
And with our health being fair and with bad water, it might be a good idea to go towards the river.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try the river.
River!
Let's try the river.
Green River Crossing.
Just...
Oh, no, Green River. Does that mean the water's no good?
Oh, no. Just around the riverbend. 57 miles to Green River Crossing. Very little water. I know we have very little water, but I can't help it. Bad water. Someone's going to die, man. Okay, we're now at Green River Crossing. Okay,
good. Our health is super poor.
All right, cool.
The picture doesn't... They're all caulking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all caulking in the picture.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And we don't want to be cock blockers.
No, we don't want to be cock blockers.
No, so we should caulk.
I think we should caulk. Yeah.
Okay, cool. You think we should rest first since our health is now poor again?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
do another 3 days.
Rest, stop to rest. And 3 days.
3 days more.
Okay. We're back up to fair, which is better than poor. So
yeah.
I'll take it.
I'll take fair.
All right. Let's.
Yeah, I'll take a C. Whatever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, let's caulk. People are caulking. It's 400 feet across. It's 20 feet deep.
Mm.
20 feet deep. Maybe we should wait for a ferry.
Yeah. Take ferry across. Let's see what it says.
Yeah. Ferry will charge you $5. Wait 2 days.
Well, that gives us 2 more days of rest.
Exactly. So that's okay. Oh, let's do it. All right. 2 days rest, and we're taking the ferry.
Ferry tips over. No.
I know, right? 20 feet deep. I didn't want to risk that with I didn't want to.
You know. No, I didn't either. All
right. Ferry got your party and wagon safely across. Hooray! Okay, 143 miles to Soda Springs. It's rainy. Our health is fair. Oh, we're only down to 89 pounds of food, though. We got to hunt.
Okay.
So let's hunt. Hunt for food. All right.
Okay. It's.
You've played more recently than I have. Yeah, so maybe I have. You should hunt.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been driving so far, but maybe we'll let
move away from the microphone.
Yes. All right, folks. He is shooting. We got a rabbit and. Waiting for some. Oh, there's a deer. Oh. All right. We missed the deer. That's
bye,
okay.
Bye, deer.
Hope you find your dad. No, wait for big game. Wait for big game. It's a waiting game, my God. All right. All right. There's a deer. Can you walk?
Nope.
Oh. You were unable. Oh, man. Hunt again. Let's hunt again. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, because I can shoot right there.
Yeah, you have very limited. You can't walk. That's so annoying. You can't walk. I don't remember. Yeah, this bear. You're not going to get the bear. Don't waste ammo. Get a squirrel. I don't want a friggin' squirrel. Yeah, exactly. That's not going to feed anybody. Yeah, hunting is harder than I remembered. You can turn. Yeah, you can turn with the numbers or with the arrows, but you can't. All right. No, still no food. All right. One more. We'll give one more shot. Yeah. Yeah, I know. All right. Yeah.
Right here.
That's where, yeah. Or like, or one of those two corners up there. We got very, so what's happening here is Tim's trying to hunt and it's, they, you know, notoriously this game makes everything, they want you to die. So we got very little mobility and very little opportunity to hit any big game. So we were unable. Maybe we.
One more.
All right. He's a gambling man today. He's feeling like he might get lucky.
Well, now I have
you have a bigger range where you can shoot now.
Oh my God.
That was close. We almost got a deer. It was close.
Come on.
There.
Move into my,
yes, we got yes, a bear.
Like, move into my line of fire, yeah, exactly. Please.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad we went a fourth time. That was worth it. Well, we'll see if, you know, if and if. Get the bear.
Well, it only
lets. Oh, unless you have one?
No, but see.
Oh, yeah, I see.
You got 108 pounds, but you can only carry 100 right.
I
back.
I forgot that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's call. Why I only shot one.
Good call. We got one bear. We got 100 pounds of meat that we can carry. Beautiful. All right. Let's continue on the trail then.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, health is good now.
Health is good now. We got food. A thief comes during the night and steals 5 sets of clothing.
That's all of our clothes because we only got 5 sets.
You're right.
Womp, dysentery, bring
here
it
here we
on.
Go. Do you think we could stop and trade for clothing along the way?
Probs. We're close to the next landmark, though.
Yeah. We are going to need to buy food again, though.
We're almost
out of food and water. Okay. Wow, we literally just made it to Soda Springs and ran out of food.
All right.
All right, yeah, we'll look around. Children playing in the water.
Oxen. That lady seems to be floating in the water.
That's. I guess it's not me because I died, but...
Yeah.
All right.
It's your ghost.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Jacob Frank.
Where is the... Oh, there's no... Okay, we can't buy anything here because it's not...
We can attempt to trade, number 7.
We can
7.
Attempt to trade. Let's attempt to trade.
We could trade some...
Some bullets.
Bullets.
That's what we have the most of.
Yeah.
I don't want to trade too many of those, but
yeah.
You meet another immigrant. He wants one wagon tongue.
He will trade you 28 pounds of food. No. No, we can go hunting. Although we have no
food at all.
Yeah.
We're down to 0 pounds of food.
Okay. No. No, because as soon as we go across, we can go hunting.
All right. All right. So we say no.
He would basically survive about 2 weeks without food. We could do this.
Okay. But let's try to trade with somebody else. Let's see what someone else is willing to.
58 pounds of food.
He wants 58 pounds of food. Oh, you don't have this. He wants one wagon wheel. He'll trade you one wagon tongue. No,
unnecessary.
No. Right. No one wants to trade with you today.
That All is right. hilarious. All right.
You can't sit with us.
Yeah. You can't sit with us. Okay. All right. Let's just keep going.
Let's just, yeah. All right. Well, wait. Now, we have poor health and very hot weather. Maybe we should rest.
Let's try to trade. We'll try trading okay, one more trade. Time. Because now that we have poor health, it's definitely the food's fault.
Yeah. He wants 135 pounds of food.
No, what it is, every time you try trading, it's a day. So we just went 5 days without food.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. All right.
So
then rest isn't going to help us either.
No.
All right. So now it's either. If we can't trade.
Weather is very rainy and health is poor.
Yeah. Dysentery is imminent.
Yeah, it
is. It's like so imminent.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Dysentery is coming.
The second we start moving, someone's getting dysentery. Yep. Or all of us are getting dysentery. Yep.
Not you, because you're dead.
I'm going to try one more time to trade. Just okay. One more time. He wants 119 bullets. Damn you. All right. All right. Let's continue on the trail then, I guess.
Yeah.
That's our only choice, really. We're going to die. Someone's going to die. 57 miles to Fort Hall. Thunderstorm. Lose one day. 0 pounds of food.
Health is very poor.
Yeah. Geek has a broken arm. Well, at least he didn't drown in 4 feet of water.
Geek has dysentery.
Achievement unlocked. Yeah. High five. Yeah. All right. Geek's going to die. Okay, Fort Hall.
Fort Hall. Okay, good.
All right, cool.
Our health is now very poor.
Yep. So we need food ASAP.
Yep, let's buy food.
Buy supplies. We went through that last round of food faster than I thought we would.
Yeah.
So we got 200 pounds last time.
So do you want to 40 cents per pound?
Yeah, it's kind of expensive.
We need to buy clothes too.
Yeah, we do. So the five. Okay, we have $272. 5 sets of clothing is going to cost us 100. So that's 172.
Do you want to do 5 sets again?
It was five. Oh no, there's only 4 of us now.
So.
3 sets and we can share.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. 3 sets of clothes. 3 sets of clothes. Yeah.
We're actually doing this. All right. 3 sets of clothes. We have $212 to spend. Food. How many pounds? We did 200 last time.
It was 100 per person, so.
No, that was. Well, we had 100 per person and we added 200, which went pretty fast. So. We can't afford like 600 pounds, but we can maybe like just 300.
Sure.
See how far that gets us. Do some more hunting. We just need food like now fast.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right. 92 to spend. We're good. Let's get out of the store. I'm depressed with how little money we have.
Yeah. We need to rest.
We do need to rest badly. Yeah. 3 days rest. Okay, Jill, it's August 1st.
Our health is still very poor. Another 3 days.
Yeah. August 4th.
Our health is now poor. Another 3 days.
Yeah, maybe just one more time. 9 days of rest. Okay, health is fair.
We're going.
Let's do it. Let's go. Back on the trail. 182 miles to Snake River Crossing.
Broken wagon tongue, would you like to repair? Oh, we
can. Oh, yes, oh, repair. Can. Repair that. Yeah. You were able to repair it. I'm glad we didn't trade, though.
Yeah, right?
The guy who wanted to trade.
Oh, let's hunt for food.
Okay.
Do I want to hunt this time?
Sure, yeah. I'm feeling a little more confident now. All right.
Just hit the space bar. Yeah. It's these two right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are to shoot.
No, those are to move. And then spacebar is to shoot.
Okay.
And then spacebar is to move off of the screen. Yeah, okay. There you go. Deer. These are to move.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Right in front of you.
Hang on. But you can walk.
Wait, how are you walking?
Enter. Hit enter to walk.
Oh.
Deer. Yes.
We can. Wait, it's only going to give us like 50 pounds of food, so. Okay.
All right. 66 pounds from the.
Okay.
From the deer. Spacebar to continue. I wish it showed you how much food you have.
Yeah.
Like on this screen. All right. Excuse me.
Hunt one more time.
Hunt one more time. Yeah, I agree. All right. Got another deer. That'll probably be.
Literally walked right up to you.
Yeah, it really did. Can I please skip to.
No.
You just have to wait it out.
Well, kill one more. Mm-hmm. Not, there's nothing there.
It was a rat.
Kill that one. Yeah.
Two deer. That'll probably be as much as we can carry.
Yeah, well, if that first one was 66, then.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We got 127 pounds of meat, only carry 100 pounds. That's fine. We got 166 pounds from that. So
good.
Good.
Good. All right. All right.
Didn't cost us anything but bolts. Continue on the trail. All right. All right. Do, 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 do.
On the trail, on the trail. We
lose trail, lose 4 days.
That's what I get for singing on the trail we blaze.
That's right.
Yeah.
The trail we blaze. I haven't seen Road to El Dorado.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
A long time.
Beer has dysentery.
As I take a swig of my beer.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. Yeah.
Dysentery beer. Severe thunderstorm. Lose 1 day.
I like that the mountains are like Purple Mountains Majesty in the back.
That's true. Yeah. Wow, yeah, I didn't think about that. Broken wagon tongue, like to repair it. Yes. Repair it. We repair it again.
How? We only had one.
We repaired it, not replaced it.
Oh, that's true. You are now at the Snake River Crossing. Yeah, let's have a look around. What happens when you say no? Like you just
I guess it just takes you right to the options. What's in the next?
You must cross the river in order to continue. The river at this point is currently 1,000 feet
across
and 8 feet deep.
Yeah, I'm gonna say we probably take the. Well, we don't have a lot of money.
Hire an Indian to help.
Oh my God, that's an option.
We don't have money.
We don't have like any money.
No. We can't ford the river.
We cannot.
But we can caulk it.
We could caulk it or wait to see if conditions improve, but we're still going to have to make a choice. Do you want to caulk it?
Yeah.
All right, let's caulk it. All right, trying it. No caulk blocking this time.
Nope.
This is where things go south. This is always where things go wrong. People die. Wagon tipped over while floating. You lose 3 sets of clothing, one axle. 20 pounds of food, and Geek drowned. First he broke his arm and the snake bite. And
that's why he drowned. And he has dysentery.
So. Yeah, right.
And actually, he probably lucked out by drowning.
Probably put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
But the axle and the clothing and the food is a bummer. But, you know, also the person that died is a bummer. But
yeah, but the food.
The food, though.
Yeah.
Well, we got 14 pounds of food.
Well, one less person. Yeah.
All right.
Keep going.
Yeah, we gotta hunt though.
Heavy fog.
We gotta hunt.
Yeah,
we gotta hunt. It has to happen. Do you want to hunt again this time?
Or? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll switch off. Yeah.
All right. We got ourselves a deer. If we can't get ourselves a bear. All right, we got a beer and a beer and a dare.
We got a beer and a dare.
A deer and a bear.
Oh, we
two deer and a bear.
Two deer and a bear.
You could get a third, but it's not worth it.
Yeah, no, it's really not. I want to kill the rabbit.
Just he annoys me.
Yeah,
there we go. We got a rabbit too.
We got two deer. A rabbit.
That is
and
way
a
more
bear.
Meat than we can carry.
I know. You know what?
It's fun. It's a game.
I am a killer.
Yeah.
280 pounds of meat. We can only carry 100 back. Such a freaking
waste. What a waste. All right. That's fine. All right. Continue on the trail. We got meat. We got food. All right. Find wild fruit.
Hey, we got more food.
Hey, all awesome. Right. All right.
Oops.
All right. All right. Continue on the trail.
We've traveled over 1,400 miles.
Wow, yeah. All right, we're almost there. We're almost there. 29 miles.
Cool. To the fort. Health is good.
Yeah, health is good for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, well, it's because we're not sharing. We lost between three people.
And we lost the sick person.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
All right, you're now at Fort Boise. Would you like to look around? No, that's right. We're past the point of looking around. From Boise, it is 160 miles to the Blue Mountains. Okay. Broken wagon axle. Repair it.
Well...
Yeah. All right, cool.
That would be funny. Like, we're like, no, like,
no.
Not repair.
Yeah, right. Like, well, I guess then you use the one you bought.
We gotta hunt again.
All right, hunt again. My turn.
Yeah.
Looking for big game. Big game. Come on. Come on, guys. No rabbit. I don't want a rabbit. Not worth it.
Well, if it's a rabbit from Monty Python, that could be considered big game.
That's a killer rabbit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Lucky sixes.
Big game. Yeah, lucky sixes. Come on, guys.
Well, you did have two deer show up and leave.
I know, but like immediately. Wow. Unable to shoot anything. Wow. Wow.
It's because I killed half of nature.
You did kill half of nature, and then we didn't even eat it. All right, we got to be a...
Oh, my God. That bear was going to come up and attack
deer and
you.
A bear.
That was right. Amazing.
That's right by. I'm not even going to waste another bullet on that deer that's there because we can't even carry it.
Nope.
So what's the point? Even though the deer was stuck between a rock and another deer.
That was really funny. It was like, oh no, my dead brethren. Oh no, oh, a rock. Oh no, my dead brethren. Oh no, a rock.
All right, come on.
Bambi
come on.
Was silly. That was a nice spinning action you
Thanks.
Just did.
I'm really good at this. 226 pounds of meat.
Oh my God, such a waste.
If I had just seen the bear first, I would have just shot the bear.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Man, we ran out of food fast. Okay, heavy fog, lose one day. Sizing up the situation. Nah.
If we could change the amount of food that we eat.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. The what is it? Change food rations.
Yeah.
Change food rations. Filling. Oh, okay. Let's go two. We're filling right now. Let's go to meager, which means small but adequate. And then continue on the trail. Inadequate grass. And we are out of food again.
And it's cold.
And it's cold.
But we are now at Blue Mountains. Yeah, I want to look around.
We made it to October.
Look at them Blue Mountains.
Oh, they're blue.
Them Blue Mountains.
Them mountains
they're big, nice Blue Mountains.
All right, cool. Mm-hmm.
We got a... do you want to trade?
Yeah, let's attempt to trade. All right. He wants 50 pounds of food. We don't have it. Dang nabbit. He wants one wagon tongue, and she'll give us 44 pounds of food.
We don't have it. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
We do have one.
Yeah,
trade.
Let's do it.
Let's do it this time. All right.
Let's not make that waste of a day.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's continue on.
Okay, cool.
Head for Fort Walla Walla or head for the Dalles?
The Dalles. All right. Well, let's see the map. So we're fairly close. Fort Walla Walla.
That's out of the way.
It's out of the way, and it's a further. It's like a further distance. It's a further distance to the next.
But it'll be like. But that would be our last stop.
Yes, but it's two longer trips. It's like.
Not worth
it. Go to Walla Walla. Yeah, I agree. Let's go to the Dalles. All right. 125 miles, and we're off. And we are low on food again. Very little water. Health is poor. Bad water. Let's see. Okay, we're out of food. We got 29 miles. Okay. We're here. We're at the Dalles. Let's look around. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's going to look... That's nice.
That's some pretty...
That's some whitewater rafting.
Some whitewater rafting right there.
All
right.
Well, we need some food.
We do need food.
So...
Let's attempt to trade.
Yeah.
Maybe we can trade some bullets. 100 bullets. Why do people want so many damn bullets?
Because they wasted them all.
We don't have... Yeah.
Okay, stop trading with people. We're wasting days.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue on the trail.
That's our only option. Continue.
Yeah, because our health is very poor.
Yeah. Float down the...
How much is the toll? I think if we take the Barlow toll, we're done. We win.
So our options are float down the Columbia River or take the Barlow toll road.
Yeah.
I agree. Barlow Till Road sounds like a better option. Let's see how much the toll is. $8.
We can afford that.
Yeah, we have like, what, $90 something left? Yeah, let's do it. It's worth it, and we're so close.
Yep.
Okay. 100 miles to the Willamette Valley.
Okay, we need to...
get food. We need to hunt immediately. All right.
My turn to hunt.
Your turn to hunt, sir. The thrill of the hunt. Get ourselves some meat for dinner. Get us some meat. I didn't notice. Every time you stop to hunt, does it take a day, too?
You know, I don't think so.
Okay. Sorry, I'm asking Tim questions. He's away from the microphone as he hunts. And he shot us a deer. We're going to eat tonight.
I'm going to shoot that damn squirrel,
too. All right. It's aggressive. We got a rabbit, though. We shot us a rabbit and a deer. And, all right, 71 pounds of meat. Pretty good. Maybe we do one more. One more. See if we can get ourselves a little bit more. Get that bear. Oh, just missed it. It's fine. That's okay.
He won't walk.
He won't walk. He's probably too close to the trees. There he goes. All right, we're walking now. Let's see what comes our way. Squirrel. Got a squirrel. Deer were too fast. 3 pounds of meat from the squirrel. One more. Let's see if we can hunt one more time. Get some. Oh, two bears.
Yeah. All right.
Those bears.
That's how it's done.
Them bear meat.
Them bears. Da bears.
Da bears. I got them bears. That's right. Them bears. just another bear. Like,
I know. No, don't shoot him. Don't shoot him. It's not worth it. We can't carry it, and it's a waste of a bullet.
Yeah, but we could skin it and use its hide for...
That's not how this game works.
I know. It's so unfortunate. So unfortunate.
Never anywhere in this game is that an option. All right, cool.
Good stuff.
176-pound bear meat. We're carrying 100. And back on the road?
Yep.
All right, this is a supersized episode today.
We're very poor.
We are very poor.
It is a supersized health. Episode.
Very poor health and heavy fog.
You could have... flown to Oregon in the time this
episode. maybe someone listening to this is on a plane to Oregon.
That would be amazing.
That'd be so right to us if you have
beer has exhaustion
and bad water. Sam has cholera. Oh boy. Sam died.
Wow, Sam, that was fast moving cholera.
Wow, yeah, that was not messing around. So we lost Geek and Frank and Sam.
Our health is very poor right now.
Yeah. But we made it to Willamette Valley.
Good.
Okay. All right. Congratulations, you made it to Oregon. Let's see how many points you have received. Two people in very poor health, 400. All right, we didn't lose that many oxen.
No, we didn't.
All right, we made it with $84 in cash, 496 pounds. For going as a carpenter, your points are doubled. So that brings us to 992. Made it with 992 pounds, points. Okay. And... that is apparently pathetic.
High score is 7,650 points.
Now, but like, who is that compared? Like, that's built into the game. Like, that's one of the game developers.
Jiffer Lawson.
Jiffer Lawson has three different. Yeah. Unless those are people who have actually played in this emulator, but I doubt it.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Space Friday continues.
All right. Well, this is not enough to qualify for the top 10. But we did it.
We did.
We made it to Oregon. I think that might be the first time I actually made it.
I think I've actually, the first time I've ever won the game.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maybe the second time. But I've definitely seen people win the game.
Yeah.
But it might be the first time.
I think it's the first time I've done it. All right.
Well, congratulations. It only took us to our mid-20s to figure out how to win this game. Meant for 10-year-olds.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Well, we did it. Thank you guys for listening to this supersized episode. We made it all the way there.
We did. And
couldn't have done it without your support.
No, can't. And just very quickly, the usual wrap-up, beerwithgeeks.com, Facebook/beerwithgeeks, beerwithgeeks@twitter.com,
beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. And leave us iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Until next time.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.